What's the zman hazeh? Then if you take a look at Allah and be made matizyo, ula amcha Yisrael osisa teshuva gedoylo ufurkon kayoim hazeh. What is kayoim hazeh? So the Klal Yisrael, they made a teshuva gedoylo ufurkon, I think is certain type of freedom. Kayoim hazeh, like this day. What's today? I understand, but what's it got to do with the KM? Is it happened then? What's the, it's by Yomim Mahim. If you take a look in on the page on the Sasemis, in the, underneath the test, Reishon beKedusha Rishona, he's bringing down a Kedusha's Levi. It's a Meridik Avod from the Kedusha's Levi. Yodua, it's known. Shekol hanisim v'chol ha'orus shenizgala b'yomim kadmonim. All the nisim and all the ha'orus. How do you say ha'orus?
Ha'orus.
No, I need a better word. The hashpois. Let's call it hashpois. All the hashpois that happened then. How do you say hashpois in English? What? It's more than that. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave a certain hashpah down on Klal Yisrael at that time. That means he gave a certain. No. Isairus, no. Translate that in English. A time of Shefa. Say that. I want to know what time of Shefa. Thank you. A time what? What does a time of Shefa mean? What's the time of Shefa? Who asked? What's the time of Shefa? What's the time of Shefa? What, how do you say Shefa in English?
Niceness.
No, Shefa. Abundance of a brocha that comes down. Or Siyata Dishmaya.
I understand the Hebrew word.
Okay, very good. So, Ha'orais Shenizgala B'yom Kadmoinim, that was then revealed in those days, Mizgala B'chol Shona V'shona, can go in Bechanukah. There's a famous saying from the Ramchal that we don't travel through time, we travel with time. That means, Cha'iz, the Moshel comes Pesach, is exactly what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all the Nisim that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim can happen again this year. The Hashpois that was going on then is Bazman Hazeh is there. We just have to be on the Madrego, or we have to have the Seirus to Kaparain. But, huh? But Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, all the Hashpois of the Moshel Shavuos, they call it a Yom Adin for Torah, because the Hashpois that was there on Har Sinai is there every year. We travel through time, with time, right? And therefore, the same thing he says, Chanukah. The Chanukah Klal Yisrael was in a Sakona, and it was certain Nisim that happened then. The same type of Nisim can happen again, Chanukah, this year, if we have a Rhine and we use the time and we use the Hashpois that are there to be taken at the right time. Now, Shlevi is going to ask a Shaila, how come Chanukah, Lamosha, besides Chanukah, there was other times in Klal Yisrael, if you go through Tanakh, you will see in this man of Sancheiruv, where the Rebbeinu Shloilom made the nest and killed out tens of hundreds of thousands of soldiers in one night that were coming against Klal Yisrael or Sisro. If you go through the history of Klal Yisrael, you will see there's a lot of different kufas, different times of Klal Yisrael from Bizman of Shlomo HaMelech, where Klal Yisrael was in a sakona, where foreign armies came along and different nisim happened. How come we don't make a remembrance of those nisim? Why only certain nisim do we make a remembrance of? What does that mean? When you learn Tanakh, you will see there was bigger mofsim sometimes.
This was the biggest era.
I don't think so. I don't think it was the biggest. It was one of the Yvonim was 52 years. That was the answer nicer. Tanayim Amoraim were later.
But that was when there was a lot of Hashivah that they were.
There was Ashpah Bizman Sisro, which was Bizman the Shoftim. I mean,
those were outright nisim. This is
this is our Habibi. When you have five people going out against a big army, I think that's a pretty big nace.
That was only about five. The year was about the Judaism.
Purim, not Hanukkah. No, Purim. Purim was B'toich Teva. The Hanukkah, Purim, you don't make say hello. The Hanukkah was a nest. It's called a nest. The whole story of Purim was B'toich Teva. That's true. But Purim, but the Hanukkah?
They were going for the Torah, it was a nice fight, but they weren't going for the Sure they were.
When you bring 180,000 troops against Klal Yisrael, they're going for their life.
But it was a gzera in the whole Klal Yisrael.
Not by Chanukah, that's why Purim, not by Chanukah. By Purim there was a gzera on Klal Yisrael, but not by Purim. Not by Chanukah, by Purim it was. So have a look. We're going to Chanukah, Neshel Chanukah, Bachasodim Shoyla Matisio Ben Yechen Kain Godel, Kasha Onu Madlikim Haneru Shel Chanukah. Lachain Hiskinu Abrocha, Sha also Nisim Lavasina by Yomehim Bazman Hazeh. Right? So all the Achrushainim ask, why do you say Bazman Hazeh? But I'm Bataz, the Sim Tov Reish Pei Beis, Shehuk Shla Al Nusach Bazman Hazeh. And everybody has a different pshat, what pshat is manazeh. And then the Kedusha Levi says, V'atzoy anir li pshute, dehine, tzvichin lahovin, you have to understand, lama asu yontuv, why did they make it into a yontuv, v'kovu b'halal v'hido, al hanes t'shmoinis yimei chanaku u'depurim. How come they made dafka a nes of yontuv, and they were koveyeit for halal and hido, on the nes of the 8 days of Purim and Chanukah? Well, I saw Yontov v'Yom Milchomas Sisro in the case of in the Shoftim, right, which was nothing to do with Tanoim and Meroim. We're talking about the Malachim over there. U'b'Yom Milchemes Sancheirav, which was a massive net. Thousands of people were killed. They didn't wake up in the morning. Shirotzah Akedis Baruch Lasses Chizkiyon Moshiach. Right, there was a bunch of point where Rebbeinu Shalom was a Havim and making Chizkiyo Mashiach. And there's plenty of Nisan that go on every day, or went through the history of Klal Yisrael, and at the end of everything, we there's no mention in today in our Yomim Tovim of all the Nisan that went on from the time of Shlomo HaMelech till the time of Chanukah or the time of Purim. Every other big nest that happened, Sancheirav was a massive nest. The Malach came and wiped out the whole army. Not one person woke up the next morning. So the Chorusha made a massive yontah from it.
What does that do for us?
Oh, so this is what the Kedush Levi is going to say. Ela ha'nesh ro avisenu. The nes that avisenu nevi'im hakadmonim. The nevi'im that decided what yontif we keep, the anshi kinesis agdela, that when we're sacking yamim tovim, she also gain gam kem pull of a masim b'maseinu atovim, she elu achasodim nizgal b'chol shona b'shona, u b'chol day b'day. There are certain chasodim that the Ribbono Shel Olam made, the moshel, every so often there was a nes. There's two types of nesim. There's a nes that the Ribbono Shel Olam makes for that time, for that tkufa. But there's also a nes where the koyach of the nes is not just a nes for that kufi, for that generation, or for that time, but the koyach ha-nes has much more behind it than just saving Klal Yisrael for that moment. There's certain hashpois that come down b'shas that nes that Chazal held can be brought back every year, and he explains the difference. What?
How would you get that nes if you're not
going to control? No, it could be Klal Yisrael was zeicha to certain nes in B'shas Maisa. But it's a nes, it's a one time, what we call a one time Maisa. Has nothing to do with Grace Hashboys coming down that we can grab on to get into that. Say the word? Huh? Yeah, get into that, what's it called? And
hop around.
No.
So to say that no. You should be having a regular good life also?
No, let me ask you a question. Mitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzias Mitzrayim is the Hashpah of Mitzias Mitzrayim. It's the whole Doir V'Doir. Every year when we come around to Pesach, there's a certain Hashpah that's like waiting for you to grab along, yeah? That could be, that you could relive what went on in Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Right? But Kabbalah's HaTorah, can we relive Kabbalah's HaTorah, whatever the Hashpoys were? 100%. But there are certain times in Klal Yisrael where the Rebbeinu Shlom did listen to us, which has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael later. It was a one-time Maaseh. For whatever reason is. But it doesn't mean, by the Friar they make a big deal about it, but I'm saying 6 day war was a nest. Okay, but it was a nest that none of the Chazal or the Gedolim didn't come along and make a Yontov every year. The Friar made a Yontov.
You always cut on to that level, you always get that Hashpah, that this time, for what is it? They always get that nest to happen for them.
No, we're not talking about having a nest. We don't. The nest that happens, what lies behind the nest, is that the Rebbeinu Shlom sent certain hashpoyos to Klal Yisrael at that tkufa where Matisyahu went out and had a nest, right? So you can take the nest and say it was a one-time fluke, but the Rebbeinu Shlom decided to have rachmanas, and five people went out, knocked out all the Yevonim, wiped out all the Shkotzim and Klal Yisrael, came to the Beis HaMikdash and was Matahir of the Beis HaMikdash. You can say it's a one-time Nes, or you can come along and say that the Rebbeinu Shlom sent a certain Hashpah down of Kedusha, of his Seirus, of Kol Minei Kedusha, of Seirus, of that Klal Yisrael can pick themselves up, of Tshuva, let's call it, yeah? And Mikoyach that, that's why they won the war. Right? Now that Hisoiris that was there, Bashat, Maisa, can always be there and we can grab into it or we can tune into it every year. Right? As opposed to sometimes where there's a Maisa of Samachero or a Maisa of Sisra or whatever different tkufas of where you went through Chazal, where you went through the history of Christ, or where it was a one time Maisa.
Why did they get it?
For some reason there was a Echatan Nes at that point. There were certain tzaddikim, same way as Avraham Avinu asked by Stoim, so it'll be 50 tzaddikim, 45 tzaddikim, 40 tzaddikim, b'schus them will get saved, right? So every so often the Rebbeinu Shlom does a nest, for whatever reason there is. But to come along and say that there's a certain hashpah of Kedusha of Moshe comes to Shavuos, there's a certain hashpah of Torah that's coming down on Klal Yisrael, and whoever goes into that you know, is Mukhan to be Makabali and is a Kaili to be Makabali, he can get it. Shavuos has it. Pesach has it. Why dafka Chanukah over the Hashpoyos? So this is where he wants to come along and explain. She'elu ha-chasodim nizgale b'chol shono v'shono u'b'chol doi v'doi. These chasodim, these, the chesed that the Rebbeinu Shlom had on Klal Yisrael, b'shas, when he saved Klal Yisrael from the Yevonim, this chesed nizgale gets revealed every year and every generation. Umeirim elun anisim, and these nisim glow and they shine upon us. Lefi golden maaseim, lefi the greatness of our maasim, right? Asher also hakod meinim shizgalat tomid. Their maasim of what they did then, right? Which the Rebbeinu Shlom was mashpia chesed, has the same effect this year. If we, how do you say it? What was I saying the word before? Tap into it. Right. Now, Aval Bilmul Chomas Sisra Vasan Chayru Vukadoyim Olaim. Don't tell him exactly what's going on in the yeshiva.
Hello.
Aval Milchomas Sisra Vasan Chayru Vukadoyim Olaim. Bein the Milchoma of Sisra and the Milchoma of Sancheirev and all the other nisim that happened in Klal Yisrael throughout the history, Ro'ah HaKadmoinim, the Chazal or the Chachamim saw, Shlohoya Koyach Beyodom, they didn't have enough Koyach, Sheizgala Zeh Ha'ora, that the light that came from this Nes, or the Hashpah that came from these Chasodim, are Shayach to every year. Comes along Chazal and say, there's two types of Nisim. There's one type of Nes where Chazal saw that there's suddenly a special Hashpah that came down, that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a Hashpah, and that Hashpah is Shayach every year. Right? Chanukah was a Zman where there was a certain Hashpah, and there was a certain Chesed that Ribbono Shel Olam had. That Kufa, that Zman, was Shayach, was possible that every year you could have the same Hashpah. Every year we could have Nes Chanukah. Right? That's why I always kind of that Chanukah is the biggest Zman of Little Torah. And Chanukah is the biggest Zman of dreidel and gambling and getting drunk. Everything that the Gosha culture stands for, we do on Chanukah. Why? Because Chanukah is a Zman where there's a Muridika Hashpah, there's a Muridika Ha'ora, there's a Muridika light of fighting the Yevonim. So against that, the Yitzhahara, the Sotm, Zekeneged Zeh, one against the other, the Ribbono Shel Olam created, that there's a Muridika Yitzhahara, Dafka on Chanukah, not to chaperein the Zman of Hashpah. Because Dafka on Chanukah, when there's a Muridika Zman of Hashpah, forget. I would say that Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah is like a Sersi Mechuvah. Because the Hashpah of Chanukah, if you think about it, that if Chazal were Masakin, that we have to light candles, and we have to do something L'zeicha, the next of Chanukah, because Chazal understood that the reason why we were saved then, it was such a great Nes and such a great Chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Hashpah that came down then is a Hashpah that can rekindle every year, not a regular Nes of a one-timer. This is something that's there every year. So fakir, we should come along and make Chanukah into our Sosim, make Tshuva into our Zman where we can chaperein and we can give up our Goisha culture, etc., etc. And what do? Faket, if you take a look, Chanukah is the biggest Yetzirah. You've got to play a dreidel, you've got to go play gambling, it's a time to chill, it's a time for latkes, it's a time for drinking, it's a time for mesibas. You make a cheshbon, adrabba. Chanukah is one of the highest Zmanim of the year. The Teretz is, because there's such a Koyach HaKadusha coming down, and there's such a Hashpah coming down, so the Sotan comes along and wants to make sure, don't chaperein, don't tune in into this. Right. It's more unaccessible. Be'etzem, it's more accessible than any other time. Because somebody who stole the chsu, gets a much more siyata d'shmaya. Masha'en came, there are certain times where the Ribbono Shel Olam created, where the Chazal saw that even though there was a nest that happened to Klal Yisrael, but that Hashpah was not a Hashpah for those. That Hashpah wasn't a Hashpah for generations later. It was a one-timer. It was a one-timer. Huh? Sancheiro. Sisra. So that's why you don't celebrate it. Chazal saw that it's a one-time chesed. It has nothing to do with a special Zman or Ace Rotson by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that this Ace Rotson is going to re.
But if the Chanukah could have been, you said the time they went was 52 years, it could have been 5 years, they would have had.
They didn't have. The Yeshua was only later. You're talking about the Tukufah Hayavonim? I think it was 52 years where they tried to break into Klal Yisrael. They did it slowly. They made certain gezeiros, Shabbos, Milah. If you think about it, Be'etzim, we're going through the same golos. What's the first thing a kid gives up? Tefillin, Shabbos, and Milah. The Shmiras Habris. Okay. So all three things are considered. All three things depend on his age. All three things is what we call an ois between the Ribbono Shel Olam and ourselves. Right? Shabbos is a special ois. Right? That tefillin is the ois. Milah is the ois. Right? Those three things, if you take a look at it today, is the three biggest yitzharos that Be'etzim are breaking Klal Yisrael. If you're talking about a child, let's talk about it straight. A bocha at risk, a child at risk, right? What's the first thing? Starts off with geisha music, right? That's a maisa yovam. Think about it. That's the it's the first thing that a guy, when a guy decides to go towards the left, the first thing he does is he starts listening to Goyish music. Right? Okay. Once he starts with Goyish music, right, it's the last thing that he gives up. When he comes back to be a Yeshiva Boch and he turns around, Goyish music is the last thing he gives up. But that's how strong it is. That's how much Koyach HaTumah it has. It's the last thing he can give up. It's the hardest thing to give up as well. Because music, Be'etzim, is Mikoyach. Because the music is so ruchnistic, you can't even explain it. How do you explain to somebody who's deaf the Koyach HaMusic? If I go and tell a deaf guy that if I get up and I play a certain instrument, you're going to have 50,000 people going mad and getting they're so crazy for the music, they're ready to get undressed and start dancing naked together. Right? That's what goes on basically by a concert, by an M&M concert, right? Go and explain that to somebody. Go and explain. Jewish music has a koyach. The Zman HaNaviim, the Sforum say that if people would listen to the music that they played in the Beis HaMikdash, we would chalash from Dveikus and the Rebbe Shlom. People would faint from getting so high in the music. Music has the biggest koyach. Sam Sefer once said that he'd give out 3/4 of his Olam Haba to have a good voice. You hear, Mr. Levine? Right? He'd give up 3/4 of his voice. 3/4 of Olam Haba to have a koyach of a good voice. Why? Because when music is used in the right way, it can bring the closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam unbelievable. If you go through it, you'll see that 100 years ago, when you call a child at risk or whatever, Shabbos wasn't given up the first thing. Tefillin wasn't the first thing a person forgot. Today you can have a yeshiva bocher and you have to remind them at 4 o'clock before Shkia, did you put on tefillin? How does that happen? How does that happen today, that today a bocher, you sometimes have to remind the bocher that you put on tefillin? It was unheard of 100 years ago. It could be they were doing bigger averus. But tefillin, a Shabbos, was Kodesh Kedoshim. What's tefillin? The Torah says, because today's golus is the Satan wants to break that connection you have with God. As long as you're sitting and learning, go to school, be a good boy, go to school, yeah, you're learning a bit of Torah, you're connected, I'm not connected. But the Satan wants from us, he wants to break that connection. He wants you to be like the Yevonim. Break that connection, Tefillin, Shabbos, Mila, which is the three things that Be'etzim, the Moshel that the Sforum say is, it's like the ring that you're connected to it's like the wedding ring, right? Oisi, this is the siman. This is the covenant between me and you, the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "I give you 3 rings when you want to be Klal Yisrael." What are the 3 rings? Bris, Shabbos, and Tefillin. Those are the 3 things today that the Satan is fighting to break. Even if you don't have a Yitzhak to be Machal Shabbos, you will find Bochrim. Well, just sitting there, Shabbos afternoon, right? It's unheard of, Chas v'Shalom, around here. I'm saying, but there is such a Matzias, right? There is such a Matzias. The Matzias of a Bochus having a cigarette, Nochem Chon, right? Right? Yoli, hast du Feier? Yeah? Right? Well, it's unheard of. What's chat? And you could be a from a Bochus, I mean, getting some Kaisel, das nicht. That's the best I've heard. Right? Oh, but taking a cigarette on Shabbos? No problem. Where does that come from? The Satan is breaking the connection we have with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's what he's out for. Once he breaks that connection, he can get anything with us. So, a tefillin, a this, a that. I mean, the Moshel is used a few, in different areas, but the Al-Sheikh says a Meridik Moshel. The Al-Sheikh says a Moshel of a guy who's standing in front of the king's palace. And he's a poor man, and he's sitting there in front of the king's palace, and he's playing the violin. And they come in one day and they tell the king that this guy got into a fight, he got into a brawl last night in the bar, and he punched somebody in the face, and he walked off. And he walked off with some money. He ganved money from the till. So in those days, if you ganved, your hand gets cut off. So the king said, you know, leave him alone because I love his music. As long as he's playing his music, calms me down every morning when I wake up and I hear this beautiful music, you know what? Leave him. I'll call Pshom Techasa Ava. And all his Pshom, you know, there's a certain Ava I have for this guy. I love his music. Okay, next week they come along and they tell the king again, did kach v'kach, you got into a fight. Beside Ganavan, he killed the guy. He punched him so hard, he went down. And the king says, you know what, leave it. You know, one day we'll get him back, but at this point, have rachmanas on him, because it calms me down every morning. I wake up every morning. The music calms me down. One day they came along and they told the king, Habibi, he got into a fight and two of his fingers got cut off. Ooh, two of his fingers got cut off, said the Al-Sheikh. Two of his fingers got cut off, he can't play the music again. The king says, kill him for this, kill him for everything. So the Al-Sheikh says, the Ribbono Shel Olam is willing to look aside, calls him out, we do our Avodas on a certain level. But there's a Tanai. I'm willing to look aside, calls man, you sing my song. We're on the same page. You're singing the Ribbono Shel Olam's tune. There's a Shabbos, there's a Tefillin, there's a Bris Milah. This connection between you and God is there. You're still singing his tune? So the Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, no problem. I'll look aside. You know what? His music is so beautiful. He's being connected with me. I have a connection with him? No problem. You know, I claim the Lashon Hara, Achveis, he talks to you in Chazal Sashatz, even though he's spitting me in the face. But you know what? His music is beautiful. The Shabbos, the Tefillin, the Mila, he's connected with me. Let him go. But the minute you break that connection with God, the minute you take off that engagement ring, that wedding ring, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ois he, it's an Ois between me and you, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, if that's the case, goodbye. Out the window. There's no Siyata Dishmaya. I can go and work a whole summer and I come back with less money than I started with. I can spend the whole Elul in America and I come back with less money than I started with. God's not on your side, right? What's pshat? I'm not connected. He's not giving me Siyata Dishmaya. Why is he not helping me? You're not singing his tune, baby. Hanukkah is a Zman where the Ribbono Shel Olam sent a hashpah of Kedusha, but Chazal understood that this hashpah of Kedusha, of fighting the Yevonim, of fighting the Goyim out there, Sai Beruchnius and Sai Begashmis, is a hashpah that will be there every year at that time. It wasn't just a one-time nace. It wasn't just a one-time nace that suddenly happened. Klaiso and Sakona, boom, they got saved. It was more than that. They were saved because there was a tkufa where there's a certain Ace Rotson by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Ace Rotson, that time of Ace Rotson by the Ribbono Shel Olam is a hashpah that will come back every year like Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal understood that. It's there for the Milchoma of Sisro and Sancheirov. Chazal said they didn't make a party about it. It was a one-time ness. It wasn't a special hashpah. That hashpah is there every year. It's like, I'll give you a marshal.
We see it all the way also.
Give you a marshal. How do you say a marshal? You see it the other way as well. That's 100% sure. The marshal by the Beis Hamikdash, you see Tisha B'Av is a day where it's dangerous. It's a special day that's dangerous, right? From the days of Adam HaRishon, it was already dangerous. That day was always a day when Klal Yisrael cried, and Ribbono Shel Olam said, if that's the case, then this day is going to be a day where Klal Yisrael always going to have Oinchim. First Beis Hamikdash, second Beis Hamikdash, some people say the Second World War started there. There's different times in Klal Yisrael where you find the Moshe people are more marked on the 9 days. Why? Because suddenly it's a Zman. And it's very funny, it's interesting. You know, you can get the biggest shaykhs around the mountains or around the hotels, when it comes to the 9 days, everybody's scared. For 9 days, you've got to be careful. Right? You've got to be careful. Why is everybody so careful? Because they believe that it's a bad kufa. It's a bad time. In Shemaim, there's hashpois that are going to come down and strike you if you get into a sakona, right?
Right then,
don't, you know what I mean? And you'll see most of the tickets that you get on the 17 are during the 9 days. right? And the biggest crashes on the 17th, or during the 9 days and the 3 weeks. Every year during in the mountains, there's always the 3 weeks or the 9 days that something has to shalom happens. What's the chance? And everybody, the first thing they'll say you, the guy could be a Machal Shabbos, and he'll tell you, oh, the 3 weeks, oh, you have to drive carefully. Don't drive too fast and don't go around the corners on two wheels during the 9 days. You're playing with fire. How come everybody believes in that? And yet when it comes to Hanukkah, when it comes to Pesach, and when it comes to Shavuos, and when it comes to Purim, the Hashpah L'Toivo, we don't believe in. How come when it comes to the 9 days, we believe that it's a Zman, that in Shemaim there's a certain Hashpah, and therefore you've got to be careful. But when it comes to Hashpah's Toivos of Hanukkah, then we're not careful. Then we can do Kol Davar, so we can play. We can do exactly what the Yevanim wanted us to do. We can forget about film. We can perhaps go easy on Shabbos. Perhaps we can play dice. These are all things that are against the Hashpah, the territories. We do believe in the Hashpah. We do believe that we travel through time. Haraya from Tisha B'Av. Haraya from the 9 days. We do believe there are times during the year where it's a sakona. And how come we don't do it the other way? The terrorist is not that we don't believe it. Of course we believe it. We're not interested in hopping around the Hashpahs. But when it might be dangerous for my goof, you know, then I've got to be careful. Chazal held that there wasn't such a gilui, there wasn't such a revelation of chasodim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was a one-time maisa. But by Hanukkah and Bizman, Matlishyo ben Yechon and Kain Godel, there was a certain hashpah that Chazal saw that hashpah is going to be there every year. Ufurkon kayim hazeh. The chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Yeshua ul'amcha Yisrael asiso teshuva gedoli, he made a great salvation. Uforkan kayom hazeh, it's happening today. Today we in the matzav of a mulchama against the Yevonim, we can get the same hashpah as Matisyo ben Yochan Kain Godel, she also listen to Rabbi Seinu. He made a nest to our forefathers by Yom Mahim in those days, but it's still negeh bazman hazeh. You're going to come along and ask me, so why do we light candles? What's the Indian of lighting candles? Faket, Svashemis asks, Amoridik Akasha, Lahadlik ne, what do we say? No, lahadik ne Chanukah, right? How come we don't say lahadik ne b'Chanukah? Huh? Okay, you don't say shal. Even if you did say shal, but how come we don't say lahadik ne b'Chanukah?
Because it's Chanukah,
no? B'Chanukah. I mean, because b'Chanukah. I mean, b'Chanukah on Chanukah. The Torah says the goof of the nes is the hadlokas neres, because when you're lighting the candle, you're relighting what the nes. That means when we light the candle today, it's not pshat, it's a remembrance. It's not pshat lezecha the nes that happened then. If it be just lezecha the nes, then you'd be writing lahadik ner b'chanukah. We're lighting a candle in remembrance of the nes that happened 2,000 years ago, or 1,000, 1,500 years ago, yeah, on Hanukkah. The Torah says no. This is Hashemis. Hashemis says no. We're lighting the candle, Hanukkah. This lighting of the candle is be'etzem rekindling the same candle that they lit in the Beis Hamikdash, that Matisyo Kohen Godel lit in the Beis Hamikdash, that brought a Moedik Hashpah of Kedusha because they found the Pach Shemen. The same thing is what we're doing today. If it's lit in the right, with the right kavana, it's better than rekindling that light. Ner Chanukah. It's not Ner Shabbat Chanukah. It's Ner Chanukah. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you. taina like this. If it's a hadloka of ner b'chanukah, that means we're rekindling the light that was lit in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not stam a remembrance. So the chura, when we talk about, you know, there's this Shibuch Hashem, I don't know how much we had it, but there used to be comments, you know, okay, I'll light later, I will light, I won't light, or I can be mistaref with a pruta with somebody else, or who says you have to go and spend the money on shemen, you know, candles is good enough. All right, where did you light last night? I lit over here and I lit over there, and it's a yetzer, it's no big deal, you know, even if I didn't sleep in the same place, I lit the candle, I did. If we would understand the chashivas of what lies behind lighting, that it's not pshat we're lighting a candle, the zeichah nishmas. This is not a yortzeit light for Hanukkah. This is not a yortzeit light that we're lighting the zeichah nishmas. Our great great grandfathers who fought a war and they won, so we now have a minute of silence where we light this candle. No. Lighting the candle is pshat. We rekindle something in us. When we understand in those days, the hashpa, we be'etzim are relighting the candle that Matisyo Kohen Gadol, who took the Pach Shemen, who found the Pach Shemen and lit and had a nes for 8 days, lit for 8 days, that same candle we are lighting today, and the same hashpa that they had a nes that he could light 8 days, we have the, we, if we start the through, if we can connect ourselves, if we can ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for the hashpah that was then, that it still is today, our candles could go on for 8 days as well. What I mean to say, not in the literal sense, that we're gonna, that if I light up tonight, it's gonna go on for 8 days, right? But the koyach that lies behind the nace, the chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam has to give us, the hashpah's toivus, that is there, when we light Lahabdin Ner Chanukah, we are lighting not a remembrance, we are actually lighting that Pach Shemen. That Pach Shemen, we are lighting, and we are doing the same Avodah as a Matisyo Kohen Gadol. And if we go into that Chesed and that Hashpah, we connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam on that Hashpah, we will have the same Hashpah as it goes down, as it came down then. So when a person's mavaza, or a person's not machshiv Chanukah, the neiros, it's not pshat, he's not being machshiv some remembrance. It's not like on Purim, if I didn't drink the revius, so I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah hayyim. Yeah, it's more than that. It's not only the mitzvah hayyim. You're breaking the whole connection of the yontif. You're breaking the whole connection of the yontif. When a guy is not mechabed, the actual yichaim. When a guy's not mechabed the actual mitzvah of the day, right? When he's not being mechabed the mitzvah of the day, and he doesn't connect himself to the shemen, that the same shemen that I'm lighting, lahadin ne chanukah, and she also nisim la'avaseinu by yom and mahem in those days, bazman hazeh, today, then of course you're not going to get the hashpah of Chanukah. What happens when we don't get the hashpah of Chanukah? So, Hayyoshta Chanukah is such a high man. So during Chanukah, there's also a Muridika Koyach Atuma that's pushing us to go the other way. Therefore, you find a lot of times these parties and these get together of dreidels and these get together of right. All these poker games and everything. If you look at, think about it, Chanukah is not a man where you see Grace Shkotz around. But you see one thing. You see a Moedik HaFkeros of Yuvonim. Moedik HaFkeros of Yuvonim. The Moshul. When we're talking about the gathers of Hanukkah, you can have, let's say, three or four guys sitting in a base of marriage, and they still continue playing with their games on the phones. What's pshat? How does that work? How does that stereo work? Right? When you're sitting here, right, and they don't even have the Derech Eretz, that l'cholapachos for the 10 minutes or the 15 minutes that you're sitting here listening to some episode of Dovah Shem B'Kedusha on Chanukah, right? You only just start finish putting on your film at 3 o'clock, right? And then you come in for a different Dovah Shem B'Kedusha for a few minutes to hear something about this holiday called Chanukah, right? It's half term, it's December the 15th, Right? It has nothing to do with Hanukkah. December the 15th. So if Hashtetzach, when you walk into the Beis HaMedrash, you still take in your Maisa Yovam that connects you to the Goyshe Welt, whether it has internet on it, whether it's the BlackBerry, whether it has every Fagoshta game on it, or it has every text. I wasn't talking about you. What's pshat? The parrot says because Hanukkah has a modik of koyach hara and a koyach hatoiv. In the bayomim mehem bazman hazeh, there's a modik of koyach that's going to schlep you to koyach hatuma, and at the same time there's a modik hashpo of koyach hakdusha. If I don't connect to the koyach hakdusha, then I'm going to connect to the koyach hatuma. That's why you find that a lot of bochrim have a yerida, a bigger yerida during Hanukkah than any other time. Right? Chanukah is like half term. Chanukah is like a zman where you just phase out. Without doing anything, you just lost your whole drive that you had from Pesach, from Sukkot. A guy has a Mosbika drive. And he comes Chanukah, boom. And then he has to start all over again. We have to start a new Masechtan and a new Peruk and a new Sugya. And we have to rekindle everything. Well, what happened during Chanukah? Chanukah was the time of rekindling. So why suddenly we have to start and we have to come up with new tricks in the trade and change shiurim, and after Hanukkah you go up and you go down and we change the sugya? What's that? No idea. Huh? I understand. The terrace is because Hanukkah is a zman. It's such a holy zman. If you don't chaperein, the koyach hatuma is just as strong as the koyach hakdusha. Yes, the koyach hakdusha is gevaldik, and you can chat the hashpois. It's by yomim ein bazman hazeh. It's lahadlik ner Chanukah, not shebe Chanukah, because Chanukah means I'm lighting the same candle as they lit then, and I'm getting the same hashpois matisyo, and I could have the same nes in my shemen as they had then. I just have to shtol zechzu. I have to move in. To where the Ribbono Shel Olam sending his chasodim. Calls the man, I don't move in. I don't sing his song. I'm not playing his. I'm not on the same page as with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not singing his song. I cut off my connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So my bayomim mehem bazman hazeh is not going to work. The Ribbono Shel Olam should help us, give us the seichel, that the few days that we have, that we could chapa reina siyata dishmaya, and an injection of kedusha to keep us going till chol hapochos Purim, where there will be another injection of chasodim from the Ribbono Shel Olam, which avada we're all machmir to chapa reina that hashbah, but till the hashbahs of Purim, Chanukah should keep us going. Now who wants supper?
We hungry.
No, but the oilam's going out tonight, but the oilam is staying.